In USA Today's photo gallery of American school lunches, Pacific High's teriyaki coho salmon skewers stand out. The pink salmon chunks with silver skin attached, garnished with scallions resting on a bed of brown rice, alongside roasted potatoes, looks pretty sophisticated. Sitka-grown ingredients sit conspicuously on the plate, in no shape resembling a nugget or a hot dog.
Oh yeah, we're still shooting carrots, aren't we?
3 hours before lunch, Olina Valley, a freshman at Pacific High, and two AmeriCorps volunteers start prepping enough cornmeal-encrusted rockfish, cilantro tartar sauce, vegetable slaw, and chips and salsa to feed 20 students. They're trying out a new meal.
You just gotta, like, feel for the bone, and then you gotta grab it, and you kind of have to pull it out. It's harder because when I used to do this when I was younger, I didn't get pliers.
Olina debones rockfish like a pro, from years of practice. She is part of a cooking class at Pacific High aimed at teaching tangible culinary skills and healthy eating. Students can get a food handler's card after taking the class, a small step leading to employment. A few of the seniors work at restaurants in town.
Perfect, perfect. You're doing great. So that's separating an egg.
Abby Long, an AmeriCorps volunteer, leads the class and designs the menus.
It almost seems like eating locally supports Alaskan culture. You know, some people want to eat locally to reduce their carbon emissions or to support their local economy, and it's just the idea that it's so much larger than that here.
She tries to incorporate as many local ingredients as possible. And in this case, local means ingredients from the entire state of Alaska.
So I have to approach these growers and be like, hey, do you mind getting a flat rate box and seeing how many onions you can fit in it for me and then pricing it that way?
But for Pacific High students, it seems the most valuable lesson comes from gathering ingredients from Sitka rather than a flat rate box.
Students really love to be able to teach something to their teachers. You should have seen it. We got some crab off a boat a couple of weeks ago. And so we have these two AmeriCorps volunteers from down south, and they're like, what do I do with this? You know? And so then these kids, they come out and they're like, well, you just do this and you just do this, and then you throw the guts on the ground, and you know, it's just so funny.
Pacific High's co-principal Sarah Ferenczi says scenes like this validate her vision for a student-run, locally sourced lunch program. She says that working with local ingredients gives students the opportunity to share skills from their upbringing.
It validates students, it gives them a sense of self-worth, and it helps them be successful.
Beyond cultivating confident students, Ferenczi sees the lunch program evolving to encompass much more.
It's about breaking the cycle of poverty, ultimately, is really the big issue for me. If our students know how to grow and prepare and preserve food, then that is one of their basic needs that they are able to meet through their own independent skills.
Recognition from the Division of Agriculture is nice, but it's not about the prize. It's about what students gain in the process. The next step is to make the rockfish meal as sustainable and replicable as it is photogenic and delicious. In Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.